Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio at the Torino Film Lab. I'm Angela Cerbi and I'm here with Isabelle Fauvel. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Well, good morning, not bonjour. You are here for a workshop at the Torino Film Lab. It's called Torino Film Lab Extended. Can you tell us something about this workshop, first of all?
Well, it's the first day, so we're going to really start this afternoon. What I can say is that when Torino Film Lab calls me as a professional, I always say yes, because the quality of what Torino Film Lab deliver to the professional is always high. And it's very good to challenge myself and try to adapt what we acquire as skills in TFL not extended to TFL extended. So the idea is to gather filmmakers from all over the world and to try to help them to cook their recipes the best way ever.
You are starting working with the Torino Film Lab on another lab called Adapt Lab, that now is turned into Script Lab, which was a lab working on adaptation from films to screen. And the Script Lab is a lab all helping screenwriters to prepare the first draft or second draft of the project. How did you get in touch with the Torino Film Lab? How do you work on this specific labs we were talking about?
I think that in many business, if you can tell that way, it's all about meeting the right people at the right moment. And I had a kind of I was a consultant for the book fair of Torino, trying to bring people from film industry to Torino book fair. And one day, it was in 2010, I heard Savina Nerotti, that I never met before. I didn't even know she was around, and she was doing a presentation about TFL. TFL was a young baby, you know, and I love her energy. It was all about energy. I love her energy, I love her smile, I love the way that she was welcoming this new idea and blah, blah, blah. And I came to her and I was just like a kind of naive encounter. I went to her, I said, you know, I'm working in the industry, I didn't know the lab, I just discovered that Torino has a second book fair in Europe at Schola Olden, and now you're telling me there is a lab. Why shouldn't we try to do a branch for adaptation? And instead of an answer which is normally like this in the industry, people are very protective, they don't want anyone to talk about their baby before they ask them to talk about it. She said, yeah, wow, good idea. Why don't you come to Torino and let's try to cook the recipe together? And I was like, oh, God, she's as nice as I thought she was. And she said, if you can afford paying for your trip for a couple of time and we can really design what could be added lab, we're going to do it. And in fact, I came a couple of time and she said, give me time to find the financing of it. And one day, I remember chilly November, I was in Greece, and she called me and said, we're going to start in a couple of months. I was like, what? I didn't expect that. And we started a collaboration really like this. We clicked. We thought it was useful for the industry. She was very open and very nice. And then she did a lot of stuff, because she also introduced me to some kind of tutors that I didn't know. And first Eva Ward, who is also in TFL Extended now, because I think that TFL is very faithful to people. And she matched us with a third tutor, with Razvan Radulescu, an amazing scriptwriter from Romania.
When you work on these labs, which is the biggest challenge that you see your pupils, if you can call them, are going to face? Which is the biggest difficulty that they face normally, that you try to help them some?
You know, it depends if they come with a producer on board or not, you know, because when they come with a producer on board, they are facing the same difficulty as all of us, meaning that they need to fit with the so-called market. And I have a lot to tell about so-called market, but I'm not going to have time to express myself properly. So it will be a long journey. You never know if you're going to jump into production in a couple of years or more than that, you know. But then when they come alone, which is possible, for example, at TFL Extended, or even, I think, in TFL in some branches, the first difficulty is to find the right producer. But has nothing to do with the lab. It has to do with how we work in the industry.
And when you're working on adaptation, which is the first suggestion and your first pearl of wisdom that you give to your pupils? Because adapting a book to a film is much more difficult than what it seems.
Absolutely, but you know, I think that first of all, this is our privilege to work in an industry of prototypes. So I cannot say that I've got one stuff which could fit with everybody's needs, but I think that the first stuff I would like to talk about is find your own voice, find your own angle. You know, if you want to adapt, and it depends. If you adapt as an exercise, because Adapt Lab was half-half. Some people were coming in order to train their skills as scriptwriters, and we were providing them books, which was unique in the world, and half of them were coming with their own project, adaptation, and we were trying to help them to, as if it was not adaptation, to reach their goal. And in fact, when people were, when we were giving a book to someone, I was telling them, don't start before you find your own reason to adapt the book. Being faithful doesn't mean to adapt the entire story. It means to adapt the spirit of it.
Exactly. This is the reason of my question. One last question. How do you select the project for Script Lab? Because I believe that you receive more projects than the space is available.
Not TFL Extended?
Yeah.
You know, first of all the tutors are not completely in charge of that, so I couldn't speak for Mathieu Darras, for example, who is in charge of it. But when it was about Adapt Lab, it was the duty of the three tutors, meaning Razvan Radulescu, Eva Ward, and myself. And I think it's a balance between motivations, profiles, the text we were reaching, because sometimes they were quite advanced already, sometimes no. And then if we talk about the second part of it, when we were selecting only profile of scriptwriter in order to give them a book to adapt, it was more about what is it in their journey to film to adapt a book while they never did it before, for example. Sometimes we were trying to provide potential job to young scriptwriter, and sometimes we made them understand that adapting a book, it's sometimes helping them to travel, because you know, sometimes you are a scriptwriter in a country where you don't have enough job, for example, and sometimes it's the opposite way around. There are so many scriptwriters that they don't find a job, not because there is no job, but because there are too many scriptwriters. And the idea was also to help scriptwriters to travel, because as you may know, all of us, we are working in English, whether we are coming from Romania, Sweden, France, or I don't know where, Spain. Okay, it's not that easy, also because most of the films are not going to be shot in English, but this is probably the most interesting turn I saw in my career, because I'm in the business for 33 years. And when I started, no one was able to write in another language than his own mother tongue, you know. I don't criticize that, but of course this kind of workshop wouldn't be possible.
Of course.
Now that people can not only talk, but write in English, which is my case, by the way. I can talk, but I cannot write. Anyway, I'm not a writer, so who cares?
So
who cares? Okay. But it's true that it's to work together, it's good. Then we have to face that at one point they will need to jump from the perfect English draft to the adaptation in their own language, especially for the dialogues, for example. It's crucial.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks to Isabel Fauvert for being with us. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.